Nothing but old 45s.
Sweet country music.
Okay, folks. Let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down home from the heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke. Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been a Reno,
Atlanta, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamor, Apollona, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekillo, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Furry Day, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Crater Lake, the beach. Like I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Blackett, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Delaco, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
He's been all over the place. Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. I have a stack of records ready to play on my turntables, and that was one of them. Country music legend Hank Snow and his number one hit record from 1962, I've Been Everywhere. Now, here's some really cool music trivia. Hank Snow did not write the song. In fact, the song was an Australian song from 1959, naming many cities and towns in that country. Hank Snow recorded the hit American version. And there are also versions of that song for countries all over the world. Google I've Been Everywhere and check out the history of that song. I opened the set with Hal Ketchum and his number two hit record from 1991, Small Town Saturday Night. It was his first hit record, but he would have a lot more between 1991 and 2006. Sadly, he passed away in 2019 at the age of 67 from complications from Alzheimer's.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Twin Spin.
I die each time I hear the sound. They're saying, here he comes, he's Kathy's clown. You know you've got to stand tall. You know a man can't crawl. And when you let her tell you, and you let them pass you by, you're not a man at all. She don't want your love anymore. She don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I just think it's kind of sad that she's treating you so bad, and I'm the one who cares. I want your love and more and more. you're Kathy's clown.
Twin Spin.
Something I like to throw in every now and then, a sweet country music twin spin. In other words, a hit song from two different recording artists. Those were the Everly Brothers and their 1960 hit record, Kathy's Clown. It was not a country hit record back then, but it was a number one hit for the Everly Brothers on the pop charts, not on the country music charts. I opened the twin spin with Reba McEntire and her number one hit version of Kathy's Clown from 1989. It's the same song the Everly Brothers did back in 1960, but just a little bit different. The song was included on her Sweet 16 album. The two versions of Kathy's Clown do have something in common. They were both hit records around the world, and the song itself was added to the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress in 2013.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Until that girl got up. pickup truck. Any redneck girl plays her hard when she's down on her luck. Living for Friday afternoon, she's gonna show one old boy that a weekend moon. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl, a redneck girl likes to stay out all night long. She makes sweet rock and roll while she listens to the country songs. She's waiting for that moment of surrender. Her hands are calloused, but her heart is tender. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl. On her lips for her man and no one else. A coyote's howling out on the prairie. But first comes love, and then comes marriage. And I pray that someday I will find me a redneck girl.
The Bellamy Brothers and their 1982 hit, Redneck Girl. It was one of eight number one hits the Florida Brothers, Howard and David Bellamy, would have between 1978 and 2005. Not a bad run on the country music record charts. The Bellamy Brothers were what is known as a crossover group and had several hit records on the pop charts as well. I'll be the set with Tim McGraw and his number one hit from the summer of 1995, I Like It, I Love It. The song stayed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 5 weeks. Tim McGraw married Faith Hill in 1996 and flies his own plane.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a song I wrote on a plane between Dallas and Austin. Going to El Paso. Whoops. Now this is what gave us the idea to come down here. This is a song about a guy that probably did as much for our kind of music as anybody.
Well, the honky-tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. still remember the way things were back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king. You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music, on that we all agree. But when you cross that old Red River horse, that just don't mean a thing. But once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still a king. Been there, then I guess you ain't been told that you just can't live in Texas unless you got a lot of soul. It's the home of Willie Nelson, the home of Western Swain. He'll be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still the king.
I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag." You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat up watching it right and say, "Can you see?" Got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. The Native American Indians, the blacks, yellow, the white, all shed red blood for the Stars and Stripes. And in her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the very government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her upright. On second thought, I guess I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Every once in a while, I like to throw in a live performance because it just shows the excitement of the audience for the performers. And that was Johnny Cash and one of his patriotic songs that he's done over the years, Ragged Old Flag from 1974. It wasn't a big hit for him back then, but since he recorded it, it's been used whenever someone wants to play a song about our precious United States of America. The live version you heard was recorded at the Nassau Coliseum in New York in 1990. opened the set with another live performance, this time by Waylon Jennings and something that he did back in 1975 called Bob Wills Is Still the King, a tribute to Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys who made Western Swing popular. The song was never a hit for Waylon Jennings. In fact, it was the flip side of his number one hit single, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? DJ simply flipped the record over and played the tribute to Bob Wills. I've been meaning on playing that Johnny Cash song for quite a while, and I finally got a chance to do it. Well, time for me to take a short comedy break and head for the coffee pot. While I'm doing that, I'm going to play a 1993 song from a guy by the name of Tim Wilson, who spares no words when it comes to what he thinks of Garth Brooks. Oh, he's a big fan. So, coming up in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation that will spotlight the world of bluegrass. I'm Larry Cracker, your host for nothing but Old 45 Sweet Country Music. Be right back.
Laugh track.
What's the big deal about Garth Brooks? What's he got that I ain't got? Except the biggest country album in history and girls screaming in the parking lot. My wife thinks Garth Brooks hung the moon. Yeah, the woman thinks Garth is great. But if you ask my honest opinion, I think Garth needs to lose some weight. Cause I look better in a hat than he does, and I got a lot more hair. I miss the dance, still felt the pain, and I've never had an answered prayer. I wrote 100 songs about rodeo, but my wife wouldn't listen to mine. And I've got friends in places so low, Garth Brooks couldn't even find. Resist all off your head and choke you with a Garth Brooks t-shirt. She has taken down our wedding pictures and put up a poster of you. And if your name comes up again when she's sleeping, there's no telling what I'll do. We went through this a few years ago when she was dreaming about George Strait. But now the name Garth Brooks are two words that I have grown to hate. Brother, you look like a cowboy airport controller with that ugly little microphone. Why don't you trot your butt back to Oklahoma and leave my life alone? I'm sick of Garth Brooks. I'm tired of hearing about Garth Brooks. I think I've had enough of Garth Brooks. She's addicted to Garth Brooks. She wants to be Mrs. Garth Brooks. He needs liposuction. Garth Brooks. Fresh horses hate him. Garth Brooks. I'm glad he gave it back. Garth Brooks. Yeah, thank you, Hootie. Garth Brooks. Thank you, Alan Jackson. Garth Brooks.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Give me just one more chance. Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
Do you remember how we used to be? When we had a love so true. You were my confidant. You were my closest friend, someone that I could always turn to.
Then like a fool, I let you slip out through my hands.
Oh, I let you get away.
Now I've come running back, hoping you will let me
back in your heart someday.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance.
or give me one more chance. And it seems like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. Can I do? I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I wanna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her
Welcome to the second half of this edition of Nothing But Old 45, Sweet Country Music, and coming up in a moment, a feature presentation to Bluegrass Music. That was Trisha Yearwood's 1994 number one hit, X's and O's, An American Girl. The song was one of five number one hits the Georgia singer would have between 1991 and 1999. Trisha Yearwood is married to Garth Brooks. Yeah, the guy featured in that comedy break a few minutes ago. I opened the set with a Kentucky band by the name of Exile and their number one hit record from 1984, Give Me One More Chance. Exile started having hit country records in 1983, but they actually had a number one hit record on the pop charts back in 1978 called Kiss You All Over. After that, they abandoned the pop charts and concentrated on country music.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Bluegrass music is a truly unique American genre of music that has its roots deep in the mountains of the eastern United States. Traditional instruments include guitars, mandolins, and banjos, and in many bluegrass songs there's something called a breakdown, when one person plays the song's main medley while everyone else accompanies it. So, let's kick off this bluegrass feature presentation on Sweet Country Music with a Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
There you go. Two amazing and well-known bluegrass songs. Two of just hundreds I could have played on this Sweet Country Music feature presentation of bluegrass music. Those were the Osborne Brothers and their rendition of Rocky Top. The Kentucky Brothers, Bobby on mandolin and Sonny on banjo, had a hit record with Rocky Top back in 1968. I opened the set with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which was used as the theme song to the 1967 movie Bonnie and Clyde. The banjo is one of my favorite instruments, and I actually tried it a couple times, but my fingers don't work like that. However, I have a grandson who has picked it up.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile.
Thank you.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking bad the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I hide my pain, I drown my trouble. Drinking doubles. I know what she plans to do, but I don't know where or when. If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my trouble. I'm drinking doubles. She's acting single.
There you go, Gary Stewart and his number one hit record from 1975. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. It was the only number one song that he had, but he racked up 30 hit records between 1973 and 1983. Now, Gary Stewart and I had something in common. We both lived in Fort Pierce, Florida. He was brought up there, and I moved there to work in radio in 1979. Actually met him a couple of times at the radio station. Really good memories. I opened the set with one of my favorite songs, Alison Krauss and her number three hit record from 1995, When You Say Nothing at All. The song won the Country Music Association Song of the Year Award in 1995 as well. Alison Krauss wasn't the first one to have a hit record with that song. Keith Whitley had a number one hit with the same song back in 1988.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
She knows too well there's something going on. She's been neglected, and she needs a friend. So her trembling fingers dial the telephone. Lord, it hurts her doing this again. He's the best friend that her husband ever knew. When she's lonely, he's more than just a friend. He's the one she longs to give her body to. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In this secret hideaway, daytime friends and nighttime lovers, they don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day.
it's over. There's no peace of mind, just a longing for the way things should have been. And she wonders why some men never find that a woman needs a lover and a friend. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do in their secret hideaway. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, they don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. And no one else discovers where they go, what they do in their secret hideaway. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, they don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers.
Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. The airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. And on a packet show in Buffalo, with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride, the show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. And we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me at all. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
You know, I like to play a song that has a story behind it, and that is one of them, Me and Paul from Willie Nelson. Now, here's the story. It was a song that was on the flip side of a minor hit record that he had back in 1971, but a lot of DJs at the time were playing it. Now, fast forward 14 years later to 1985, when for some reason, Willie Nelson decided to record the song again and release it as a single. Well, it became a hit record for him, landing at number 14 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. I opened the set with Kenny Rogers and his number one hit record from 1977, Daytime Friends. Kenny Rogers hit the record charts and our radios back in 1969 and never left. He received every award you could possibly think of. He's done it all. TV, movies, records, well, you name it, and he's done it. Sadly, Kenny Rogers died in 2020 at the age of 81. Now, I consider it a highlight of my career in broadcasting that I had a chance to interview him on the air and also got a chance to meet him and introduce him to a concert audience. You know, I've said it quite often, but it always amazes me how much fun I'm having as I'm playing these records and, okay, some CDs now and then. And then I look at the clock and poof, time to stop. Oh, well, it's a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed that feature presentation with the bluegrass material. Boy, that's something. And like I said, I like to play the banjo, or at least I tried. Didn't do very well. Hey, tune in next time. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. See you later.